Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This next song is Shine Through Me. Lord, shine through me, touching every life. Shine through me, warm the coldest night. Brighten all the world till the blindest eyes can see. With your Holy Ghost and fire, Lord, shine through me. I've got a fire burning in me, a flame out of control. I must reach the lost and let the whole world know. I want to be like Jesus, to melt a hardened heart and hold his torch in darkness till the glow of glory starts. Shine through me, touching every life. Shine through me, warm the coldest night. Brighten all the world till the blindest eyes can see. With your Holy Ghost and fire, Lord, shine through me. The wind is blowing stronger, a soul is set ablaze. In the heat of great revival, heaven's being praised. Victory is spreading, shadows overcome. Sin is only ashes. Lord, let me be the one. Shine through me, touching every life. Shine through me, warm the coldest night. Brighten all the world till the blindest eyes can see. With your Holy Ghost and fire, Lord, shine through me.
This next song is I'm Working on a Future. You know, we have a future ahead of us that is something wonderful. You can't quit now. You just got to keep on keeping on in the Lord. Amen. I'm working on the future.
Working on the future.
Got a vision in my mind. God has put before me. I've got a reason why I'm working on the future.
Working on the future.
For anything else, I've not got time. The world can't go on without me. Got eternity on my mind.
Praise the Lord. Working on a future. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Enjoyed all that good singing. Beautiful day out there today here in Virginia. And we hope it's a good day wherever you're at. It's always a good day in the Lord. Appreciate the people on WNLB and WGFC and WHHV. We appreciate y'all listening. People here in the studio. Just great times in the Lord. Amen. All right. Let's look to the Lord and ask him to bless here today. We need his touch. We need his hand to move upon us, amen, and give us that touch that we need, amen. He can lift our hearts. He can lift our spirits. He can just do that wonderful work in our hearts. Let's look to him. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Ghost anointing and your presence in our lives. God, we ask you to anoint the word, anoint thy message, and touch hearts and souls in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. The last five chapters of Psalms dwells on this one thought. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is present and praise is comely. That's Psalms 147 verse 1. 148 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for his heavens praise him in his heights. Praise ye him, All his angels, praise ye him. All his hosts, praise ye him. Sun and moon, praise him. All ye stars. And it goes on to continue, amen, of light, praise him. Ye heavens of heavens and the waters that be above the heavens. Amen. And in Psalms 149, it goes on to say, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in his congregation of saints. Psalms 150, as you know, the entire six verses dwells on praising the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise in the firmament of his power. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent graciousness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the pastoral and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him upon the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Amen. And verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. God, amen, desires the praise of his people. Amen. And if we as a people will praise God and magnify him, amen, God, amen, will move. Amen. I ministered in one of our messages before about how that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, amen. You know, if God has got a door, let's just make us serve him, amen. He's not going to do that. We've got to serve God because we want to serve God, amen. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we begin to praise God and we begin to glorify him, our strength is built, amen, and we become strong in the Lord. But praise ye the Lord. I want to start the message today with that thought. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now then, I want to look in Romans in the 10th chapter and in the 9th verse, starting in the 9th verse and looking through the 13th verse. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Notice here that it says, if a man believe in his heart. Verse 10 gives us the depth of that. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, two very important elements there. First of all, we've got to have this thing in our heart. There's a lot of people that's got head knowledge. They've got God in their knowledge. They believe, oh, God exists, and they got all kind of holy things about them, but they simply just have a head knowledge. We've got to not only have this thing in our head, we've got to have it in our heart. Amen. We've got to want to serve God. We've got to want to do right. And we've got to, you know, I had somebody tell me one time, they said, we don't want to be good anymore. Amen. And you ought to see their life. Amen. 20-some years later from when they told me that statement, their life is turmoil and chaos. Amen. You have to want to serve God. God will not make us serve him. God will not force us to serve him. Over 4,000 times in the New Testament alone, God states in one way or the other, we're free to choose. Amen. God will not make us serve him. We've got to want to serve him. Amen. We've got to want to love him. He will not make us love him. But that understanding of the heart, and then with the mouth, a man has got to confess. Because the Bible tells us, you know, if we won't confess him, being Jesus Christ, before this sinful and adulterous generation, if we won't confess him here, then the Bible said he won't confess us before the Father and before the angels. Amen. And he being the only door, him being the only way, unless he profess us before the Father to say this is Father is one of ours. He's been shed, covered by my shed blood. He's been cleansed by the blood. Amen. So we as children of God, amen, must confess him before man. Amen. And if we'll confess him and say, I am a Christian, amen. And you know, there's a balance. There's a balance of that, amen. I've always a kind of a caution light goes on when I get around somebody that gets too religious, you know. And then somebody said, how can you get too religious? Well, some people want to spiritualize everything, you know, and they get off. And one of the hardest things to deal with is a religious devil, a devil that comes to a person and convinces them that they're right because they have a knowledge of the scripture, and convinces them that everything is all right and they're justified in their sins. Amen. Man is never justified in their sins. Amen. When a man commits sin, he leaves himself wide open for the devil to march in. Amen. The Bible said, if a man sinneth not, the wicked one toucheth him not. If you could ever get that across to people, you say, how in the world do people get in the shape they get in? By enjoying the pleasure of sin and thinking that they're justified in their sins and thinking that God will make an exception for them. God will not make any exception. The word has said what it said and meant what it meant. And he said he'll bring every soul into judgment, and man will give account for every deed that he does, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Man will give account. We will pay for our sins. Amen. But what happens? We just dealt with it here in the last couple of weeks. What happens to a person if they continue to live in their sins or go back to their sins after they've been cleansed from them? Amen. Then they run the risk of becoming a reprobate. They become the risk, amen, of a devil coming back in, amen, and bringing, a whole bunch more with him, and they got seven times worse, amen, than they did to start with, because they went back into their sins. They went back to wallowing in their mar of their sins, and destruction as at their door, amen. But if a man keepeth his heart, amen, and he keep it pure before God and keep his sins purged by the blood, then the wicked one, the Bible said, touches him not, has no dominion. Somebody said, well, aren't you afraid of the devil? No, I'm not afraid of the devil. Amen. But, buddy, you get up to your eyeballs in sin or knee-deep in sin, and you better fear the devil, because he'll destroy you. Amen. But if you stay pure with God and true with God, amen, he has no power against you. In Romans, in the same chapter, 10th chapter and verse 11, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. It gives you boldness, amen. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13, for whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So with the heart, we believe this thing. Amen. And a lot of people lose heart. Amen. They go along. What causes people to backslide? They lose heart. They lose sight of the vision and the truth. And a lot of time we have to ask God, God, restore us a new vision. Amen. Because the Bible said without a vision, God's people will perish. We must have a vision. We must have a vision of where we're at, what we're doing, amen. And God, amen, will renew those visions, amen. And we, amen, and we was here just the past week or so. We had a revival here, and the brother evangelist, which is a good friend of mine, come to me, and he said, Brother Goad, God said the time of your vision is now, amen. Move forward in your vision, amen. And those are good words, amen, because we're just closing the door on some things that was a vision for a season, amen. And now we're looking back to the main vision wherein brought us to this hour. We're looking at that vision to carry us forth, amen, to the mar and the days that lie ahead, amen. But thank God, amen, we have a vision, because without a vision, we as God people will perish, amen. So if you don't have something, I've watched my dad, and I love my dad and appreciate him. Dad's 92 years old, and dad just wants to go home. He don't have any reason for living, amen. He's good to pay his tithes. He asked me the other day, he said, is my tithes paid up? And I said, well, they paid up for, that was in October. I said, they'll be due in November. He said, that's good. I just wanted to know where I stood, amen. And he loves the Lord, and believes in paying tithes and believes in the things that's rightfully to believe. But he don't have no vision left. He said, everybody, my age is gone. I don't have no purpose in life. Amen. And the doctors actually say that his health is to starting for the first time at 92 years old. It's to starting to show some evidence of deterioration. Amen. And that's great at 92 to be that healthy. But I believe if he still had a vision, amen, I believe if he still had something and a purpose, amen, I don't believe his health would be failing him, amen. And he says, I want to go home. And Dad, before long, amen, we're going to celebrate Christmas with him, amen. And before long, Dad is going to be gone because he has no vision, amen. My friend, if you're having problems with life, get your focus off yourself and get them on a vision for God, and God will restore a strength in you, and God will give you victory to go forward. Amen. Now, in Luke, in chapter 6, and in verse 45, Luke chapter 6, verse 45, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Amen. And God said to this same people, he said in verse 46, and why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say, amen. For the simple reason, if our heart is not fixed upon the Lord, our mouth will talk a talk, amen. And the mouth will speak things wherein, amen, will not work and will not manifest themselves because our heart is not in it, amen. I'm going to tell you something. We need to serve God with all of our mind, soul, strength, heart, and all that's within us. We need to serve the Lord. Amen. We need to keep our heart, amen, trusted in the Lord. Amen. Now then, if we press on a little further and we look over in Proverbs, Proverbs in chapter 4 in verse 20, and I want to cover several verses here. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from the eyes, and keep them in the midst of the heart. We've got to keep the things of God. Amen. If we let the things of the world crowd in, and all of a sudden other things become more important than God, then we run a high risk, amen, of our heart being turned. But if we'll keep anew and afresh the things of God and be busy, the Bible said, occupy till I come, amen. And we need, amen, to just trust in the Lord, amen, with our whole heart, amen, and lean not unto our own understanding, amen. We need to put our heart fixed upon the Lord and trust in God and lean not to the earthly wisdom, but lean, amen, to the knowledge and understanding of the Lord. Amen. For they are likened unto those that find them, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all thou flesh. Amen. We can take all the vitamins, all the medicine we want, but the best measure we can have is the truth of God within us. Amen. We find life in the Lord. Amen. And he goes on to say, keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Keep this heart stayed upon the Lord, for the whole issues of life. How you answer people, how you deal with people, how you conduct your business, how you conduct everything you do comes from the heart. Out of it becomes all the issues of life. Comes out of the heart. Amen. And he goes on to say, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the paths of thy feet, and let thy ways be established. Listen to verse 27. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Here God again warns us the danger of evil. Amen. the danger of wickedness, the danger of sin. When we go back to sin, I just had to deal with somebody this past week that went back to their alcoholic ways, and it engulfed them from one day to the next, and they were dingbatty, and they didn't know which end was up. But see, they knowed better than sin. Amen. Leave sin alone. Amen. Leave sin alone. Amen. He said, remove thou foot from evil. Keep thou foot back from evil. Amen. Because there's where the danger comes. And we cannot keep our heart. Amen. If we, amen, allow ourselves, amen, to be caught back up in the snares of Satan, be caught back up in sin. Amen. We get in trouble. Amen. We get in major trouble. Amen. But he said, amen, turn not the right and the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Then in, same in Proverbs in chapter 23, in verse 7, it says these words. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. Out of the heart came the issues of life. Out of the heart came our decisions. Out of the heart comes, amen, the willingness to believe in God and confess God. So today, let's keep our heart. Let's keep our heart stayed upon the Lord. Amen. Let's not let, you know, the Bible and refer to what they call creeping sin, the little foxes. Spirits of complacency, wherein we take things that we know that's wrong, but we go ahead and we let them slip in. We're faced on every direction with stuff. I was listening last night. It was eating supper after we got in. A program that used to never allow any blank words. And I heard within about 5 minutes listening to that broadcast, they done said what I call three different cuss words just in a few minutes, you know. And they, you can go and turn to the inspirational channels, amen. And you'll see a lot of them. They play in programs that's got profanity in them, amen. I want to tell you something. It's called a spirit of complacency. If you don't keep your heart stayed upon the Lord and the righteous things of God, God will let other things creep in. Amen. God will let other things come in. There's a lot of things I can't participate in. There's a lot of places I can't go and a lot of things I can't do because it draws my main focus away from God. Amen. Keep your heart focused on God. Keep your life committed unto God. Walk the straight and narrow way. God is a holy God and a righteous God. And he said, present ourselves before God, holy and acceptable. This is our reasonable. In other words, this is the first thing we got to do. If we're not willing to do that, we're not going to get anywhere else. Amen. But let's don't let creeping sins, let's don't let the little foxes spoil the vines, and let's don't let our life, amen, be filled with spirits of complacencies. So things that we used to do in faith from a pure heart, we let ourselves become in a seem right way to wherein we're going through the emotions, but it's not in our heart any longer. Amen. If there's ever been a time the American people need to pray, the Bible said if we will, you know, if we'll humble ourselves before God and we'll pray, God will heal our land. We're a split nation right now. The vote is that more people want same-sex marriage than they want the Bible way. More people want Roe versus Wade. They want abortion. They want prayer took out of school. They want all these things. They want same-sex marriage and they want homosexuality. Our country is split 51% voted for those issues and 49% voted. Amen. It's almost impossible for a God-believing man to run for a public office that believes in absolutely the Word of God and believes that we shouldn't abort babies, believes that we need to leave prayer in our schools, and believes, amen, that we need to stand against same-sex marriages and we need to stand against homosexuality. It's almost impossible for a candidate that believes that to be elected in this country. Our president announced some time back that we're no longer a Christian nation, but we are a Muslim nation. And 51% of the American people said, I choose Muslim way instead of God's way. What can we do? We can keep our heart, for out of it comes the issues of life. I thought that here the other week when the return of the election, I'd feel a big knot in my spirit, but I got up the next morning feeling good, and God said, but the righteous will prevail. Amen. God said that no candidate, no politician can do beyond what God allow him to do or do beyond what the people will allow him to do. If there's ever been a time we need to call this nation back to God, we need to call it back to God today. We need to call this people back to God. Amen. And tell them to take a look at their heart. Have they allowed spirits of complacency? And they've allowed sin to creep in. They need to make a decision. And I call this nation back to God. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you, God, and men and women to hear this message, whatever part of the world they're in, wherever they're at, to hear this message. They will purge themselves. And they will make sure they keep their heart. For out of it comes the issues of life. And God, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, reign supreme in this country and let the prayers of the righteous prevail. And God, we'll give you praise and glory and honor. Heal, set free, deliver is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God love you. God bless you.